please lie on your back. And just notice whether the feeling of the length of each arm is the same. Does one arm feel longer than the other? Does one shoulder lie more with more pressure or more presence? Like, oh yeah, I can feel this shoulder, but back there, I know it must be lying, but I don't really feel it. All kinds of ways that we feel and don't feel ourselves. And whether one side of the back of your hips, the back of your pelvis, your buttocks, feels like it's lying differently than the other. Pressure or just presence, just feeling it. Yeah, I can feel it, it's right there. We can know, of course, that all our body parts are with us, but can we sense? Same body, same person, same brain, we can feel some parts of ourselves better than others. And then the two legs, the length of the legs, somewhere from the buttocks, the pelvis, through to each heel. Could it be that one feels different than the other? One feels longer than the other, or again, more present, or thicker? And from the, just roll your head from one side to the other. Notice if there's a difference rolling to the left, rolling to the right. How would you describe that difference? Would it be like rolling in one direction is rolling downhill, rolling in the other is rolling uphill, or rolling through something thick? Or maybe just goes further in one way than the other, or somehow if you just, there's a preference in one direction, like that feels better even though you can't quite describe why. And then let your head come to a rest wherever it stops. And the distance from the earlobe, if you had your ears pierced, sort of the bottom of the earlobe, to the tip of one shoulder, so the right earlobe to the right shoulder, and the left earlobe to the left shoulder. Is it symmetrical, or if you had two strings, would one string be longer than the other? Would you have to cut a longer string? Or does it feel perhaps like one shoulder is resting a little bit higher if you had some kind of a stick that went just left and right? Would one shoulder lie higher than the other one? And then please slowly bend your knees and put your feet flat on the floor. And tilt your knees a little left and a little right, both together, so that it'll roll your pelvis to the left and to the right. So you really feel like just not a lot, doesn't have to go very far, just so you feel that you really are rolling across the back of your pelvis. Just to notice whether, again, it's easier to one side than to the other. And stop in the middle and then find what could you do that you would roll your pelvis left and right, but the knees would not go left and right. So that means you would maybe push with one foot the floor so that one hip lifts, and then you come back down and push the floor with the other foot. To the knees stay more or less to the ceiling, and you alternate. And each time you lift the hip, can you lengthen that knee a little bit? So if you're lifting the right hip, you would lengthen the right knee. If you're lifting the left hip, you would lengthen the left knee. And just notice if that is helpful. And keep the feet, really, one way to tell whether your knees are tilting on the other is to feel the contact with the floor, so that the feet don't roll to the inside edge or to the outside edge, and maybe something, a non-slip surface underneath the feet would be helpful, so that you don't have to use extra muscle work to keep the feet from slipping away. That's it. And then when it's when you have it organized, how one knee gets longer and then the other knee gets longer, you can make it smaller, but make it faster. Just make small, and just notice whether it's just your hips or somehow your belly's rolling, parts of your back above the waist where the ribs are, the breastbone between the breasts. Maybe you feel something through the shoulders, and something at the base of your neck, at the top of the upper back. That's it. And then stretch your legs long. And just roll your head left and right again, and see if turning all these parts below the head has made a difference in the way your head rolls. And then just rest. And as you rest, pay attention if the legs feel like they've somehow acquired a different length than before, or the arms or the shoulders and the back are touching differently than they were, left and the right, or the back of the pelvis is the back of the right or the left side is more present or more contactful. And it doesn't have to be different, but it's always good to check just in case there is a difference, because then you'll know how little it might take to affect a positive change for yourself. Slowly lie on your left side. And with your knees lying on top of each other, just comfortably bent at the hip joints in the front and at the knees. Bring your right arm over the top of your head and reach with your fingers the left side of your head, so the left side of just above your ear, and lift your head sideways. Just lift it and put it back down. And when you do, lift and let down, can you notice that the chest, right, the part at the armpits and below is involved? So it's not just lifting the head from the neck. Perhaps you feel how some parts on the left side, if you're pressing more to the floor. And where do those ribs go? Which ribs, I should say, go to the floor? And you feel that the distance between the right armpit and the pelvis is getting smaller, as if those ribs are coming towards each other. And maybe you even feel that the right side of the pelvis is coming a little bit upward in the direction of the head. And take a moment's rest on the side. Bring your arm to the same way of holding your head, and as you lift your head, bring the right side of the pelvis, so the right hip, bring it a little bit upward, a little upward. So it's not forward, but upward. Maybe it'll go a little bit forward. And the head should be lifted really lightly and smoothly, so that there is some bending in the neck as well, but not a pull on the left side. Perhaps a lengthening, a slight lengthening that you feel on the left side. And what happens with your breath? Do you inhale as you lift? Do you exhale? Try it. See whether if you exhale, whether somehow the head gets a little lighter or the ribs come together more easily on the right. And then, of course, inhale while you're lifting a few times to see if it becomes harder, if the chest becomes... You know what happens when the chest is full of air? Can it bend as easily as when you let the air out? And leave that, please. Slowly roll to your back. Take away the head supports. Lengthen your arms, your legs. And in the first moment of lying on your back, do you notice a difference in the feeling through the left side of yourself and through the right? Whether one of the legs feels longer than it did before, one of the arms, or even your whole side, from a shoulder all the way through the back, through the waist, through the pelvis, through the leg, or one side of your neck. Roll your head from one side to the other. Does it become any easier in one direction or the other? And then really just rest. If you really couldn't remember in your thinking self which side you were lying on, which side you were lifting, and therefore that side was getting shorter and the other side that you were lying on was getting longer, if you really forgot the idea, you forgot the image, are there any sensations that you feel that would lead you to suspect that it was the left side that was lengthening in relation to the floor and the right side that was shortening? Maybe not, but it's a slightly different way of asking a similar question. And please roll to your right side. Bend your knees comfortably again. You can support your head. And of course, supporting the head at this point would be much a better idea to do it on some flat fairly hard pillows rather than resting on the right arm. And bring your left arm over the top of your head. The fingers are somewhere above the ear. And begin to lift your head. But as you lift, notice when is the first moment that you begin to feel that as your head lifts, somewhere on the right side goes closer to the floor. So often when we lift, we really give all of our attention to the side that's going away from the cushions, or even to the ribs on the left, where they come closer to the waist and closer to each other. The pelvis maybe lifts a little bit. But the other side, the one you're resting on, the one you're supported by, what is the very first moment? And how does breathing allow you to use that support or feel that support? In a way, make that support for yourself. So a number of times, see if inhaling or exhaling allows you to use, sense, make the support on the right side more fully. You can begin to bring the left hip closer to the left armpit at the same time as you, but all very lightly. Lifting a few times on the inhale, a few times on the exhale to find out. And all the time checking if you need so much work. Can the feet stay easy? Can the right hand be soft? The tongue and the mouth? The left side of the neck bends, and the right side from the shoulder upward just lengthens a bit. That's it. Good. And again, lie on your back. With your your legs long and arms, and check again. The contacts, lengths, and are there lingering sensations of the right side having lengthening, and the ribs on the right side opening, and the left side shortening. Perhaps some lingering sensations of the right side of the neck, right side of the face. Roll your head from side to side. See if both directions have been affected. And just rest. Please lie on your left side, bend your knees again, and when you put the supports underneath your head, make them just a little bit lower. A little bit lower than would be good for napping or just lying on the side. And place your arms long in front of you so that the right hand is resting, the palm of the right hand is resting in the palm of the left. So the fingers are open. And begin to lengthen your right arm forward as if it's sliding off the left hand, and then backward to the starting place and a little bit further back, but without bending the elbow. And is it easier to lengthen your arm or to shorten it? Is there a way that you could not hold your head if you really allowed your head to roll towards the left cheekbone and in the direction of the nose? Would that allow you to reach a little bit further with the right hand? And when you do that, are there more parts of your trunk, more ribs below the shoulder blades, kind of above the waist? You feel like they, on the right side, go forward and go back, or on the left side, that you roll on them more? And do you notice that perhaps even your pelvis rolls forward and it rolls back? Some sensation of movement of the right knee in relation to the inside of the left one. And rest a moment on your side. Put your hands one on top of each other and then make a smaller movement forward and back, but quicker. Smaller and not so far, but a little quicker. And as the head rolls a little bit backwards as the shoulder goes back. That's good. Leave it. Stay on your side. And lengthen your right knee a little bit. And which way? So you don't straighten it. So you keep it bent and you lengthen it you don't unbend the knee. The knee stays bent. You don't straighten the knee in any kind of way. So you have to do it from where? How does the knee slide? It's the whole right, the inside of the right leg is lying on the inside of the left leg, and it keeps going in that direction. That's it. So it goes forward and also a little bit down, depending on the angle that you have. And just do that and come to the starting position. Don't go backward yet. Just forward It'll be a forward and down until you can really feel, what is it? How does the pelvis move? The front of the hip joint, the front of the pelvic bone, which direction does it go in? How do you roll on the left side of your pelvis? How do you roll on the left side of your pelvis? Can your legs from the knees down, especially the right ones, stay just really light and easy? When the hip goes forward, does it go forward? Does it go forward and down? Is there any movement through the ribs above the waist? And the right side being taken forward, on the left side maybe rolling on it. It can be very small. What's important here is that the direction be really clear and the connection. So direction and connection are primary and the size comes later. It's getting the components really clear. So rest on your side. And now from the starting place, take the right hip backward so that the knee, right, the inside of the right knee, it doesn't lift. It doesn't lift, it slides. The idea is that it slides along the inside of the left knee. It'll be a much smaller movement than going forward. A much smaller movement. Much smaller. But it might take more time because it's smaller. You can't just make it big. You have to be really clear. So the right knee doesn't come closer to the chest. It really slides very minutely. Very minutely. You'll feel these bumps, the inside of the left knee, the inside of the right knee. It slides to just in the direction of the pubic bone, above, up over the bump of the inside of the right knee. And feel how you roll on the left side, which do you roll just in the pelvis or a little bit in the ribs? And which feels better, going back or forward? Maybe combine them. Go a little bit back, a little bit forward, back, forward. It's a funny thing because I keep saying forward and back, but it's a little bit forward and down and then backward and up. And make it really small. And when you go backward, don't go backward so much that you feel like your head comes down to your chest. Make it really small. Make it smaller and smaller so you can make it fast, like a gelatinous kind of, there you go, that's it. That's excellent. Leave that, please. And just two times, lengthen your right arm forward, slide it again, straight forward, let the head roll, and notice if, and backward, just to see whether working, exploring from below makes it more possible to go forward or backward or both more easily from above. And leave it, roll to your back. And restfully compare. Compare what? You can compare left and right sides. And contact. In presence, in length, in width, in contact. Or compared to how you felt before, how you feel now. Roll your head a bit from one side to the other. See if it does more roll more smoothly to one side, is it to the right side, which is the side that was working with the pelvis, going forward and back, or is it to the left side where you were rolling? It's not as if you did anything with one side. It's just that each side was doing something different. It's a funny thing very often when we... The reason we can... You can let your head come to a rest. The reason we split ourselves so much left and right is that it is possible to do something with the right arm without doing anything with the left. But once you're moving the shoulders, once you're moving the pelvis, once you're moving the ribs, whatever you do with one side, something is occurring on the other side. And therefore, we never can be sure where the change will be happening. The side where you were moving actively or the side that you were rolling on. And please slowly lie on your right side. And of course, place your hands one on top of each other and begin to slide with the right left palm is lying on the right palm. Slide it a little bit forward and just to the starting place. Maybe a tiniest little bit backward. Right? A little bit forward, a little bit back. And listen right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. Do you let the right shoulder be soft? Can you listen to the parts from the right shoulder? Through the side of the ribs that you roll on. Is your head heavy so it can roll with the shoulder girdle towards forward, towards the nose or onto the nose? And what happens backward? Does the head roll back, or when you take the hand backward, does the chin come to the chest? If you slide the hand backward and your chin comes to the chest rather than your head rolling, just look. Yeah, this sometimes happens to people, right? The chin comes to the chest. So what can you do? As you slide the left hand backward, look with your eyes to the left, even if they're closed, as if you wanted to really look to the ceiling. Look to the ceiling. That's it. You can have do it with your eyes closed. You want it as if you wanted to look to the ceiling in an arc, and then maybe even behind yourself. But maybe this will invite your head to roll rather than come down to the chin. And when you go backward, are you just sliding the hand and that pushes the shoulder? Or do you start with the shoulder as if you really are taking the shoulder backward? And yes, your elbows stay straight, so you only go as far back as you can. Maybe the whole hand no longer touches, it is just the fingertips. Belly's free. And then rest on the side. And begin to slide your left knee a little bit forward. So again, it's that funny direction. Find the direction first. You wouldn't set out of your house going anywhere if you weren't really sure where you were going. Well, maybe sometimes you would. But most often, we really already know where we're going when we set off. So we're much less oriented within our own bodies than we are in the neighborhood of our house. Therefore, which way's forward? Go out the door and go forward. Which way's forward? Well, it's along the whole length of the thigh. So, that's it. So it's forward and down a little bit, isn't it? Yeah. And you will probably feel the big bumps at the knee on the left one rolling in relation to the right one. So then when you have the direction forward, you can begin to feel how you take the whole pelvis rolling, which way the left side of the pelvis goes. And then you can continue and go backward. That means that on the same road, the left knee slides backward and up as if in the direction of the pubic bone. And it's just as if, because it's a very small movement. Which parts of your pelvis do you roll over? The belly is free. The belly, the lower belly, just above the pubic bone, below the belly button. Do you feel any ribs rolling? That's lovely. Yeah. And notice that the shoulders don't actually have to go with the pelvis. Right? You can all the ribs at above the waist, at the side of the breasts and underneath the breast are rolling forward and back, but the hands can stay nicely, restfully on each other. Right. Now make it smaller and lighter and therefore faster so that the knee just goes a little forward and down, backward and up. And you can make it smaller and smaller. Good. Leave the legs restfully and again, lengthen your left arm. Sliding forward over the fingers, and when it's sliding forward, let the fingertips actually meet the floor so that you don't have to hold the left arm. It can slide along the floor. That's it. And which direction, if any direction has been improved, has it been the one going forward or back or both? Is it just the movement became lighter, or do you actually also go further? Do you feel somehow that the ribs roll, but the shoulder in the back, the shoulder blade, can also slide further forward in relation to the ribs, or further back in the relation to the ribs? And leave that, roll to your back. Roll your head left and right. Notice if there's a further easing or lightening. Let your head roll to stillness. And bend your knees so the feet are on the floor with the non-slip surface. Do you by any chance notice that your heels, your feet are standing more comfortably, or your legs are easier to keep from falling over and needing to do less work? Perhaps even the heels are closer to the buttocks, as if all the joints and the ability of the whole leg to fold has improved. And begin to lift one side of the pelvis and the other in the way that you don't tilt the knees, but that one knee gets longer than the other knee. So when you lift the left side of the pelvis, the left knee lengthens. When you lift the right knee lengthens. And let your head stay easy and listening for a moment where maybe it'll be invited to shift somehow, either rock or roll. As Does your chest feel a bit more gelatinous, shall we say? Does the breastbone, literally the bone between and behind the breasts. And you can then actually stop that and just tilt your knees left and right, as we did at the very beginning, and notice whether even tilting your knees, which does invite your pelvis to roll even more, and which is the knee that lengthens a little bit? Is it still the knee on the side where the pelvis lifts? Can you, exaggerate that a little bit? Good. And leave it, and again, stretch out your legs and rest. Do you feel breathing, your breath, in places that you are a little surprised? Somewhere in the back, or in the armpits, or in the breastbone, or we don't realize how much we hold our chests, our ribs, our bellies. And how much that holding can restrict the fullness of how we are designed, our bodies are designed to breathe. So please lie on your left side again with your knees bent as before. And place your right hand again on the left side of your head. On the right hand, on the left side of your head, above the ear. And lift your head. And what is your first impression? Does it lift easier, lighter, higher? Do you feel how the any side of your chest more clearly, the right side, the ribs coming together like an accordion, the left side opening? And is it clear how your pelvis by itself now comes up? And actually continue lifting your head and just lift your right foot from the left one so that the knee stays on the ground, but it's like your whole lower leg lifts as you lift your head. So you lift the head and the foot. Does that make it even clearer to feel what it is that happens on the left side and the right side? Don't turn your head, so you don't need to look at the foot. You still keep looking forward. That's it. Lovely. Leave that, please. And roll to lie on your right side. And now put your left hand on the right side of your head and first lift your head a few times just with the help of your hand without lifting the left foot yet. Is it clear even how the right side of your neck can lengthen? And then add just the lifting of the left foot, with the whole upper leg, the whole thigh staying on the floor. So your leg, but somehow easily, lightly, and look for not just adding a component, but look for how this lifting can make it even lighter and easier. Right? So it's not adding to make it more complex and deal with the complexity. It's just actually adding something to find out how adding something simplifies the whole movement. Makes the whole pattern of how the left side shortens and the right side lengthens clearer for the brain. Helps the brain find a few more ribs, a little bit more how to roll the pelvis, a little bit more contact on the right side of the pelvis, perhaps just above the right leg. There you go. Good. And then leave the foot resting and just lift and lower your head. And see whether now you don't even have to lift your foot, but somehow what has been transformed in your trunk, what has been recruited to be part of the action. Your recruits have stayed with the action. And the foot, which was the recruiting agent, can go home. And that's it. Okay, leave that and rest on your back. Rest on your back. Roll to lie on the left with your hands on top of each other, with the arms long. And a few times slide your right hand again, whole right arm forward and back, right shoulder. Think of, organize it in your thinking, because in all movement we start somewhere, right? Other parts move, but some parts lead, some parts follow. So if you let the hand take care of itself and really think on your starting with the shoulder. Notice how much your pelvis rolls and whether the right knee slides forward, and then when it goes back, does it begin to... Sometimes it lifts a little bit from the left one. That's okay. Just notice those things. And then stay on the left side and a number of times slide the right knee forward and back. In that way, that's forward and down. And if the hands really stay one on top of each other, can the pelvis continue to roll, the ribs? How much of the spine that's... in the middle, how much of your middle and the back can you feel? Okay, now leave that be. And as you slide the knee forward, take the shoulder backward. So the knee will go forward. Now they go opposite each other, right? The knee goes forward and down, and the shoulder goes back. And then the opposite. So as the knee goes back, the hand goes forward, and you'll probably discover that the ability of the hand to slide far has been severely curtailed. But it's not at all interesting how far the hand goes. What becomes interesting here is how the pelvis and the shoulders share the spine and share the ribs. Because as they go opposite, can you imagine if somebody had their hands on you, and they put their one hand, they sat behind you, they put one hand on the pelvis, one hand on the shoulder. Right, the shoulder and the pelvis go opposite. And if they then put their hands on your waist and on the ribs and the armpit. So when the shoulder goes back, the ribs and the armpit really probably have to go back, don't they? That's it. Which way does the waist go? When the hip goes forward, does the waist go forward or back? Can the waist go forward and the armpit go back? That's it. Go more slowly. The more complex the directions, the more important it is to go slowly, whether you're building a piece of furniture from IKEA or moving yourself. The more complex, the more dimensions there are, and the more many elements have to come together, where it's no longer so easily sequential, right? This isn't sequential. First the hip and then the shoulder. They have to happen together, but they have to go in opposite directions. That's quite a bit more so. Make it smaller. And if a person had their hand on your spine, in the small of your back and somewhere between the shoulder blades, you see how their hands might go in opposite directions? Very easy, light. Breathe. This is coming at the end because it's the most complex. But don't lose the quality of softness and ease and, in a way, a kind of an appreciation and almost reverence for the complexity of what our brains need to do for us. That's it. So the breath, the eyes, the tongue. If you hurry in a useless way, which we all know how to do, we stop breathing, our eyes tighten, our tongues tighten, because we're actually upset that we're not getting there fast enough. And when we get upset, you know, our bodies produce the upset pattern. So there's no reason to get upset here. Of course, we can all get upset without no reason, so no reason is no reason to not get upset. But okay, that's lovely. Good. Leave it be. And then just slide your right arm forward and back and let the pelvis and leg do whatever they do. And just notice if taking them opposite has made this easier, whether when your head rolls, whether you see the ceiling when the shoulder goes back and taste the floor when your hand goes forward. That's it. Lie on your back and rest. Lastly, please lie on your right side. Lengthen the arms forward, palms lying one on top of each other. And slide your left, of course, forward and back. Think on the shoulder, that the shoulder pulls the arm as it goes backward and pushes it as it goes forward. How easily does your head follow in one direction, the other direction? What happens on the inside of your right thigh? Is there any holding there, or is that soft and free? If you notice some holding and you were able to let it go, does that make a difference into how far and how easily the hand can slide? It's really quite extraordinary to find how a tiny little holding, feet away or the other end of the trunk, can impact movement. Okay, let the arms stay where they are, begin to, in the middle, that is, symmetrically, and begin to slide again the knee, a little forward, a little back, and that forward and down way. And the whole pelvis has to roll, not just on the right side in relation to the floor, but the pubic bone, right? The pubic bone on the right side of the pubic bone in the middle of it, which is usually the part that we know, has to roll away from the right leg and towards the right leg. Yeah, the inside has to roll away from the inside of the right thigh and towards, as the right leg is staying where it is. So patiently. And how high up do you feel the ribs turning, the waist, the ribs, when the hands stay one on top of each other? Do the ribs at the armpits still move? If there were fingers lightly on the in the middle of you in the back, do you feel that somehow in the middle, the backs of the spine are moving? And then slowly begin to take the shoulder opposite to the pelvis, so that as the pelvis goes back, the shoulder goes forward. And you add, when you add the shoulder, so they can go together, right? They can go together, forward and back, the shoulder and the pelvis. If somebody had their hands on the, sat behind you and had their hand on the right left shoulder and the left hip, then they would be going together. Can they go opposite? So that when the left hip goes forward, the right shoulder goes backward. And when the hip goes backward, left hip goes backward, the left shoulder goes forward. That's it. Without disturbing your breathing, without tightening the tongue in your mouth, the jaw joints in front of your ears, the eyes. And without mixing up the directions, so that the left knee, right, so the left hip goes forward and back, but in a kind of peculiar way that lets the knee, maybe there it's easier to clarify the directions by thinking of the knee, because the knee doesn't slide away from the ankle and down to the ankle, right? So the left knee is not sliding towards the right ankle and towards the left ankle. That's not the direction. It's sliding forward and down and backward and up. So it's as if it's sliding on the whatever the direction of that right inner thigh is. That's it. Breathe really deep in the belly and keep listening that the whole inside of the right thigh is free. Because the pelvis has to roll. The pelvis has to roll in a very peculiar direction. And it has to roll not just on the right side in relation to the floor, but in relation to the right leg. There's that right hip joint. That's it. Make it smaller. Make it smaller. Make it smaller. Make it smaller. Yes, that's it. Make it smaller. Then you stay more true to the direction. Yeah, very nice. Even smaller. Even smaller. Even smaller. That's it. Lovely. Good. Leave the legs and just slide the hand, the left shoulder forward and back. Notice whether you can actually not just go further forward and back, but you don't have to take the pelvis quite so much. You don't have to take the pelvis quite so much. Still rolls, but it doesn't. The chest is softer and has more joints. Lovely. Roll to your back. Roll your head left and right. Kind of an extraordinary thing that when the chest and the ribs and the spine from the base of the neck all the way through to the downwards between the shoulder blades through the waist to the tailbone gets softer and freer from moving the shoulders and the pelvis, the head is a huge beneficiary. That means turning, looking, and a lot of our ability to not just feel better, but be safer as we drive, is the ability to turn our head. Let your head come to a rest, then somewhere neither left nor right. Lower belly may be freed up for breathing when the pelvis learns to roll in relation to the legs. Legs may feel more comfortable lying when they're not so glued to the pelvis. Shoulders may lie wider, further back, be more present. The arms may be clearer. Even the tongue and the mouth or the eyes can feel better. So bend your knees again, put your feet on the floor. Feel if you need to work less in the inside muscles of the thigh, from the knee down all the way to the groin, or somewhere in the front of the thigh and in the hip joint, in the crease of the groin there, or in the buttocks. If the feet maybe feel softer. And just very lightly roll your pelvis left and right a few times by tilting your knees. Just tilt them left and right, so the knees, just the weight of the legs, right? The weight of the legs takes. If the head is not a separate heavy part, but somehow a physical embodied component, that perhaps is it easy for the head to roll, maybe the nose and the knees going opposite? And can you, what happens if you lengthen the knee, one knee, the one that's its hip is leaving the floor? And then come to the middle, leave the knees standing as much as you can, and press and roll your pelvis, lifting one hip and the other without the knees tilting. So just one knee gets longer than the other. Notice that this is also the path between the feet, the knees, the hips, through to the head is clearer, and the impulses can travel through more clearly, so the head responds in a more intelligent way, either by being pushed up or rolling, or it just responds. Good. And leave that. And taking your time, you can roll to one side and begin to come to stand. And when you stand, of course, just notice the first, is it easier, lighter? Your shoulders hang more, arms hang more restfully. Head is perhaps more lightly supported. Yeah, so it's not really a question of what should I feel, but what do I feel? Maybe you feel more tired. Sometimes moving so softly just makes us realize that, oh God, I worked so hard. And when all that hard work goes away, finally the desires of the system are heard, of like, give me some rest. Or perhaps you feel more vital, just more, better put together, so to speak. Anyway, walk around and gather the impressions of how walking is.